Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our service of worship on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, September 11, 2022. Let us quiet our hearts now and prepare our hearts for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you call your church to witness that in Christ we are reconciled to you. Help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may turn to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And today, we remember with thanksgiving the life of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Lord God, we give you thanks. Your love for us is greater than we can imagine and stronger than death itself. Today we hold before you our late sovereign, happy of memory, your servant Elizabeth, whom we remember with gratitude. We give thanks for her long life and reign, for her dedication to duty and diplomacy, and for her faithfulness and loyalty to your ways of love and peace. And sustain our new king with your steadfast love, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. At that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind comes for me out of the bare heights in the desert toward my poor people, not to winnow or cleanse a wind too strong for that. It is I who speak in judgment against them, for my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no one at all, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. Because of this, the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above grow black. For I have spoken, I have purposed, I have not relented, nor will I turn back. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 14. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. All are corrupt and commit abominable acts. There is none who does any good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon us all to see if there is any who is wise, if there is one who seeks after God. Everyone has proved faithless. All alike have turned bad. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, all those evildoers who eat up all my people like bread and do not call upon the Lord? See how they tremble with fear, because God is in the company of the righteous. Their aim is to confound the plans of the afflicted, but the Lord is a refuge. Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come out of Zion when the Lord restores the fortunes of his people. Jacob will rejoice, and Israel will be glad. O God, move us to praise your gracious will, for in Christ Jesus you have saved us from the deeds of death and opened for us the hidden ways of your love. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a prosecutor, and a man of violence, but I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and the love that are Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice for me, for I found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin, one right after the other, with three common actions: searching, finding, rejoicing, and a common message. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. We've all heard it preached many times before, and we all know the spoiler. We are the lost sheep and the lost coin. Jesus was aware of the Pharisees watching him that day, circling like lions to their prey, glaring at him with accusing eyes. They were focused on the character of the sinner. Jesus, on the other hand, was focused on God's character. The sheep was lost through no fault of its own. The coin was an inanimate object, so how could it have sinned? In his wisdom, Jesus follows these two parables with a parable of a flesh and blood person, the prodigal son, just as lost as the sheep and the coin. The Pharisees understood the value of a sheep or a coin, but what they could not understand was the value of a sinner. Jesus did. They continued to listen, hoping to find fault with him, and it wasn't difficult for them to find it. Why would Jesus tell these simple people they have a value to God? Just as the shepherd and the woman in the parables were overjoyed to find what they had lost, so too was Jesus happy to sit with them. And the judgmental Pharisees took note. These parables parallel something that is currently in the news. No doubt you've heard that President Joe Biden announced his plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student debt for millions of Americans. Predictably, social media has exploded with posts from people who had already paid off their loans and resent that their student loans weren't forgiven. In response, others are posting memes that say, Jesus leaving the 99 to find one seems illogical, irrational, and senseless until that one is you. Throughout human history and right into the present day, mankind is lost, including each of us at one point in our lives. We have all strayed from God's herd, and Jesus has done these same three things for us, searching, finding, and rejoicing. How wonderful to realize that we matter so much to Jesus that he will search for us, find us, and rejoice over us with the angels of God, over us. In first century Jewish culture, to eat with someone implied complete acceptance. Jesus ate with the sinners, violating the social norms of his day by aligning himself with them and making God accessible to them. By his doing so, their lives were transformed. Student debt cannot be erased by bankruptcy, nor can it be eliminated by selling the object that incurred the debt, such as a home mortgage or a car loan. Still, it is possible, albeit difficult, to repay. The debt of sin is much larger. It lasts for all of eternity, and there is no way we could ever repay it on our own. Jesus forgives even the most horrible sin. On the cross, he paid that debt for us, all of us, as his blood washed away our sin and washed the slate clean. It is an incredible gift to have $20,000 in debt forgiven, but Jesus offers us a gift that is much more valuable. The burden of sin and guilt is crushing, and it can bury us alive. It affects each and every one of us. As the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our sins are not merely forgiven. The gift of forgiveness is so complete that God no longer even remembers them. Searching, finding, rejoicing. When we wander like the sheep in the parable, Jesus searches for us until he finds us. When he does, he restores us to his flock through the sacrament of reconciliation, releasing us from the burden of sin and debt. And there is rejoicing among the angels of God. As Jesus hung on the cross, his last words were, "It is finished." And it was. The Greek word that means finished also means paid in full. We are set free from condemnation, burden, shame, and guilt. Our debt was paid in full, signed in his blood. Jesus welcomed the sinners that day and ate with them. Through his sacrifice, God's ultimate plan for salvation, he also welcomes us to his table, the Eucharist. Amen.
We would be empty and without God's gifts, and we would be selfish if we kept them to ourselves. For God's generosity, let us pray, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. Teach us to love and share your gift of peace. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach us to love and share your gift of mind. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach us to love and share your gift of life. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Do not leave us to the merchants of war. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Do not leave us to the merchants of lies. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Do not leave us to the merchants of death. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Cherish all truth that is not ours. We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Cherish all life that is not ours.
We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers for all in need, especially We pray you, O Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
You enter our lives, O God, by the gift of yourself. It is the way we are to enter yours. Teach us that generosity. Teach it to everyone alive, our brothers and sisters in this world. We pray through Christ, our teacher and brother. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon, and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My friends, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God and in thanksgiving for the life and service of Her Majesty, our late Queen. May she rest in peace and rise in glory with our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy God, accept all we offer you this day. May we who are reconciled at this table bring wholeness to our broken world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of peace, in this Eucharist we have been reconciled to you and to our neighbors. May we who have been nourished by holy things have the courage to forgive. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.